This is Sportsnet Today with Logan Gordon on your official home of the Flames, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hour two of Sportsnet Today underway. Logan Gordon along with you. We are live on location. Adrenaline source for sports, 9309 McLeod Trail South, getting you set for their fabulous Black Friday deals that start tomorrow. First 50 people through the door, you get a gift certificate. They're giving away over $3,000 in gift certificates tomorrow. So if you've got some Christmas shopping to get done, Adrenaline Source for Sports is the place to do so. I'll tell you more about what we're doing here this afternoon as the show goes on. But very happy to go down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline and kick off hour two of the program by chatting with our usual Wednesday regular. But I was off on the morning show earlier this week, so didn't have a chance to talk to him yesterday. So we'll do it today. It's time to chat with our fantasy football guru, Andy McNamara, AMC. Good Thursday to you, pal. How are you?
Yes, Logan, good Thursday. Happy U.S. Thanksgiving. Football day all over. It's a perfect day to talk, right? We're in the middle, had one game, middle of another, and got a great one tonight and a whole batch of Sunday games, too.
Yes, a ton to get to, and I said to a couple of people today, I said, it's the first time I'll be able to do live fantasy analysis with Andy as this goes. We never get to chat when there's actual football going on, but let's start with that one. Bills sneak out a win against the Detroit Lions today, 28-25. Any fantasy takeaways from this one earlier today, Andy?
Boy, well, betting-wise, man, I'm not sure who was taking the Bills 9.5 on the DraftKings Sportsbook, but... I know. Look, I thought it was gonna be close and Bills would pull away. They did not. And that was a squeaker. And I'll tell you this, having watched Josh Allen extra close last week when he played the Browns in that same building, something's not right. I don't know if it's just the elbow, the ball's coming out a little fluttery, but when he needed to throw that dart to Stephon Diggs to get into field goal range late in the fourth quarter, that elbow looked just fine. So there, you know, the Bills, lots of good teams, they go through this sort of like mid-season funk. I think it's as long as his elbow and he can get right before the playoffs, this might be a good thing. They're dealing with some adversity, you know, and then they have to claw around. So it's not bad. Josh Allen ended up fantasy-wise having a nice day, rushing touchdown, two passing touchdowns. Devin Singletary, not bad. We were looking for that rushing touchdown there and didn't quite get it. Stephon Diggs did get his TD, so that was at least a plus for Stephon Diggs owners, and boy, I'm honored St. Brown, brother. That's the real deal there all year long. Wow.
Yeah, that was the guy that stood out for me, and it seems like he's pretty easily into that plug-and-play wide receiver one spot right now for the Lions. I'm curious if you think that the return of, or I guess the debut of their high draft pick at wide receiver and Jameson Williams, you think that has any impact, or is Amon-Ra St. Brown just on a different level right now?
I feel... next year would be more appropriate to have that conversation. Right now, we have to remember, despite all the talent, if he wasn't injured, Jameson Williams, by almost everyone's hand, would have been the first wide receiver drafted in this past draft. Did have the ACL. Is coming back. So we have to think, coming back from a significant injury, he's never played an NFL snap, even preseason, and he's going to come right in and be a superstar and take away snaps? I don't think so. I think we're going to see him eased in. And really, I think there's some room, because it's not like Khalif Raymond's running away with anything. You need an extra option. You got rid of TJ Hawkinson. So I think there's enough, you know, enough bread to go around for everybody there.
If you're a DeAndre Swift owner, what are you feeling right now? Because Jamal Williams has been poaching. I mean, he's got touchdowns seemingly every game, and he's in double digits. Swift has a touchdown taken away today. Finishes with some decent numbers, but likely not the numbers people were hoping for when they drafted Swift.
Yeah, boy, that touchdown take back was tough. Because I saw that, I was like, okay, you know what? Everybody can be happy, right? Everybody, Williams got his, Swift got a take, everybody can be. And then, you know what? They took back the cranberry sauce from the table, right? And it's like, you don't get that. You get a little bit. You get some dry turkey with your DeAndre Swift. That's what you get. Not great. Not a great day. He's been banged up. He's not 100%. I still love the talent, but Jamal Williams this guy's gone from, in Green Bay, handcuffed stash to kind of maybe sometimes flex to in Detroit as a definite flex to, man, this dude's the guy. And however you want to make it out of this 4-7 Lions team, they're not an easy out. They'll fight you, just like Dan Campbell had. They might not be great overall, but they can make a go of it.
So just because it is a Thursday, we're doing it a little bit later, our chat with Andy McNamara. We're still going to do Ask Andy. You can get your questions in, 960-960 on the fan feedback line. If you need some last-minute start sit advice, waiver advice, if you're looking to get ahead of that, you know, Minnesota-New England game later on tonight and you have some questions, get them in. We'll still take questions for the weekend. We're just doing it a bit later. So I know some people might not get some of the questions in they were hoping for, but we're still going to try to do as many as we can. Hey, perhaps you have a later trade deadline than some teams, some leagues do. You can still get all of those in, 960-960, or you can hit up Andy and myself on Twitter. Just make sure you use that hashtag, AskAndy. I'm at Fan960Logan. He's at your Twitter handle there. One more time for us, Andy.
At AndyMC81.
Perfect. So if you want to get your questions in for Ask Andy, start doing so now. We'll answer as many as we can before the hit with Andy is over on this Thursday afternoon. So we got the Cowboys and the Giants underway right now. Cowboys, of course, in their traditional Thanksgiving uniforms, looking spiffy as always. But both of these teams at 7-3, Andy. Giants leading 3-0 after quarter one. Is there a team out of these two that you believe in more than the other? I mean, I think a lot of people are probably more surprised the Giants are here, but the Cowboys were without Dak for a lot of this season, too, and are still in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, well, you know what? That goes to full credit to Cooper Rush. This guy came in, and that Cowboys season could have been flushed quick. He did enough to tread water, not just tread water, get wins. Let's give him credit. He just didn't, you know, go 500 here. This guy won games, in part due to the adjustment. Great game. Listen, I'm not the biggest Mike McCarthy fan, but he got his team through that hurdle, that stretch. So credit to him. I think the Cowboys are the real deal. I can completely appreciate the coaching job Brian Daboll has done. I think it's remarkable. But when you look at the talent, it's just a non – there's no question the Cowboys are so much more talented. The Giants are playing above their head. And, again, good on. But – I think eventually we're going to start to see those cracks, those bits come back of like, okay, really outside of Saquon Barkley, who are you excited about? Like Darius Slayton is the guy, and that's not great as a receiver. If Darius Slayton's your guy, that's it. I really don't see how far you can go. So the Giants, nice story. You know, you start building up that winning culture, get some good draft picks, some free agents in there, build from there. But I think when it's all said and done, we'll see the Cowboys are the real deal.
And some best bets from you today. I thought you had these on Twitter. You had a Slayton anytime touchdown and a Giants cover. What you said? Did you get the Giants at +10 in this one?
I did, yeah. So +10, and again, I think the Cowboys are winning this game. But I also think the Giants have done enough to at least warrant, like, I don't think they're double-digit dogs as the Cowboys got a touchdown. we'll see. Yeah. We'll see real soon if I'm right. But I think when we look at the Giants, despite everything I just said, you have to respect the record and you have to respect that they're not going to be any easy out. I think Dallas is the better team, but to be, and also a division rival. Remember, Washington just beat Philly. These division rival games are quite often much closer. They know each other so well. So that's why I don't think that we're going to be seeing a blowout, which if you hit double digits, you can consider it start to be a blowout. I don't consider us seeing that. And for Darius Slayton, like I said, he's really the only go-to guy. And when you look at it, it's like, okay, he's getting the targets. And that's been gradually going up. We're not seeing one-offs. We're seeing those gradually go up. Most targets of the season last week got 10. Not only got 5 of them, but got 10 targets. Yardage going up, and those big plays always with the possibility of a touchdown. So if anybody is gave you the Saquon, the odds for Saquon to get one weren't great. They were minus whatever. But at a plus whatever it was for Slayton, I thought anytime touchdown, why not?
Anything you're keeping your eyes on for the Vikings and the Patriots? I've seen the Vikings favored by about 2.5, and I've seen totals right around that 42.5 mark. Vikings probably still licking their wounds from the ass-kicking the Cowboys gave them last week.
Boy, man, absolutely. Wait, okay, so here's – I was hoping you'd bring this up because – Okay, DraftKings Sportsbook. Listen, people, okay? This is what I'm feeling this one. I'm feeling the double dip. We're going to double dip the chip here, Logan, okay, on the Pats. Because you said the 2.5-point favorites for the Vikings. So here are the numbers on the DraftKings Sportsbook. For the Patriots to cover 2.5, which is nothing. That's pretty much a pick 'em. Is plus 100, okay? Plus 100. For the Patriots to win outright is plus 125. Let's combine those. Let's double dip on those guys. Pats to cover plus 100. Straight up win plus 125. Now, we might be asking, well, why? Because you said one thing. Vikings got it handed to them last week. And guess where we are, Logan? And I consider that game a mini primetime game because it was Nance and Romo calling the game. It was the prime feature afternoon game. That's a pressure game. And what does Kirk Cousins do under pressure? Buckles. What's this
game?
8:20. Everyone's full and fat from Turkey in the U.S. He's going to buckle again. Patriots win on the road, and you double up on there. I think that is to me, that's my smash pick. I would get the gavel and just smash that all day.
Can you trust the Vikings, Andy, from just a football perspective? I can't. I honestly, they could win everything except for one game all season, and as long as the guy, you know, under center is Kirk Cousins, I just, until he does it, I'm not ready to see that team or predict that team to go anywhere in the NFC.
Exactly the same thinking from my standpoint. Fantasy-wise, he's been better, I think, than maybe some people expected, myself included, overall. Now, outside of the stinker in Dallas, he's been giving you sort of high teens, you know, and week 8 went over 23 as a couple plus 20s, plus 18s. So, like, for a waiver wire guy that you would have got for free and still is available, for fantasy-wise, the guy puts up a decent amount of points. The stats always look pretty good. But when it comes to big games, he folds. And like you said, like, until you do it, why would I bet that you can? There's nothing saying that you will. Now, maybe one day he will. And then we'll say, hey, okay, good for Kirk Cousins, great story. But until then, I can't trust Kirk Cousins.
No, thank you. So that's the slate of games today. Ask Andy's coming up in just a couple of moments. We've got the text line filling up already at 960-960. Quick reminder, if you're sending things in, if your league is PPR, half PPR, standard scoring, anything that might be unique about it that can help Andy when it comes to answering your questions, make sure to throw those in on the text line. If there's a couple of names you're looking at on the waiver wire, some roster spots that you have or don't have, all those little details make it easier for us, Andy, when we're answering these questions in just a couple of moments, hey?
Yeah, definitely. The more info we have, the better. I'll say right now, a couple looking at, if you're just looking straight DFS plays for the Sunday, so outside of today,
okay.
A couple ones I really like as far as, and I'll say value from the sense that he's still kind of expensive on your DraftKings lineup, but Justin Herbert, he's 7,000 bucks, but I feel we're forgetting about him a little bit. We saw him pop in kind of a forced shootout against Kansas City, or at least having to go to the air last week. You're playing an Arizona team that's just a mess. A mess. I think you can exploit that. They've given up. They're 25th when it comes ranking-wise, so right at the bottom third of giving up fantasy points to quarterbacks. So Herbert's there. And how about Tua versus Houston? Tua is $6,900. Tua has been phenomenal. I think Tua is a great value play there too. When it comes to guys other than, you know, Justin Fields is more expensive, but he has a bum shoulder. I don't want to touch Justin Fields right now. So I think when you look at like Tua is averaging over 21.5 fantasy points a game and much higher than that over the past 3 weeks. Those are two plays you get in right there. They're not at the top of the heap when it comes to spend, and it gives you some extra room in your DFS slate.
Just a couple of quick ones for you, Andy, before we get to the questions. I always like to throw some questions your way when it comes to roster movement across the NFL, whether it's injuries or guys changing teams. That slows down at this time of year, but it's interesting, and I try to cover some ground for people who might have that. But you can get your questions in, 960-960. Ask Andy's coming up in just a couple moments here. Andy, does Darrell Henderson being claimed by the Jaguars do anything for you, or is that just the Travis Etienne show right now?
That's the Etienne show, for sure. Henderson as a handcuff, you want to pick him up, fine. But look, he had more than enough opportunities to claim the throne in L.A. More than enough. Never did it.
They waived Cam Akers.
Isn't that wild?
No, he's the number one guy. I don't know how that happens.
I know. It's like, what? It's very, the Rams, the Sean McVay genius, it's looking a little off right now, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, it's really weird there. Oh, and we got Bryce Perkins. Perkins is playing.
Exactly where I was going next.
Oh, that kills everything. That kills everything. Really. Cam Akers, you know what? If Kyron Williams, I picked him up a week or so ago off of waivers, that's a guy for a stash. Boy, do you want to play Cam Akers? I don't. Allen Robinson? I don't know if I'd want to play a healthy Allen Robinson, never mind one with a Q beside his name. I like Van Jefferson, the guy, but I'm not trusting with Bryce Perkins. I can barely trust him with Stafford. So I'm staying clear of the Rams. I don't want anything to do with the LA Rams this week.
It's been confirmed. We've gone through this for a couple of weeks now, but Aaron Rodgers dealing officially with a broken thumb. He's actually been, I'll say, slightly below average from what we're used to from him fantasy-wise. But, Andy, he's put up okay numbers with the broken thumb. Does it being official change anything from your perspective when it comes to the Green Bay offense?
No, and you know what's weird? Like, they made it official, and I thought to myself, didn't they already know that? Like, I thought I knew it was
felt
a broken
like it,
thumb
yeah.
already. Right? I thought I knew that. I guess we didn't, but now we do. And, yeah, funny enough, the last 2 weeks, his fantasy numbers have actually been good. Just shy of 20 fantasy points. Now, not Aaron Rodgers that we're used to in the past, but, you know, you're getting 19-plus fantasy points. That's okay. You know, that's pretty good. Hasn't thrown an interception in consecutive weeks. That's good. Boy, Philly's going to be a test, though, man. Oh, boy. Philly is going to be a test. I want to see how Christian Watson performs against that Eagles secondary, because this is looking, and what I've been hoping for Christian Watson and really for that Packers offense is who's the guy? Who's replacing Devontae Adams? Not from the same production set, but Aaron Rodgers needs a guy. And none of these people, you criticize, none of them stepped up. Well, last 2 weeks, Christian Watson's really stepped up and he's produced. How does he fare against an excellent Eagles secondary and with really a front four that's improving with the addition of Ndamukong Suh? So I'm interested to see that. I would just think, man, you know what? I would try to fade if you're not named Aaron Jones from the Packers, if possible. But, you know, if you need to play Watson, fine. If you need to play Rodgers, fine.
Quick update, Giants and Cowboys. Giants are now up 10-7. Darius Slayton, Andy, you're going to be mad when you see this one. He mosses Anthony Brown of the Cowboys, comes up just short of a ridiculous touchdown grab, but Saquon Barkley has punched it in. So Zeke and Barkley both into the end zone on this U.S. Thanksgiving, and the Giants now lead the Cowboys by a 10-7 score. We've got plenty to get to on the text line. It's about time we do our favorite segment of the week. It's time for Ask Andy.
You've got fantasy questions, he has fantasy answers, helping you week by week in the leagues you love. It's time for Ask Andy on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
All right, Andy, American Thanksgiving edition of Ask Andy. You ready to go?
Let's go, brother.
All right, buddy, let's start it off here. Judy or Peoples-Jones? I think Judy's out for a while, is he not?
I saw him as questionable that he could play, going to be a little game time. Now, he didn't practice Thursday ankle. It's looking iffy. It's trending towards probably not. And with it that late in the week and it still being that and he didn't practice, I would go with Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Andy, is Latavius Murray a start at flex or do I go with Peoples-Jones? Another Peoples-Jones question.
Yeah, I'm close on Murray, but we look at the yards per carry they're just not good. Like
awesome.
He's not dynamic, right? Like, and that's where you really have to start digging. You don't get lost in the fact that he scored in PPR 17.2 fantasy points last week. That's great, but the yards per carry, that's where you really start to see. Okay, is this guy gaining chunk gains? Is he just punching one in from a goal line? Is it one long run? You know, you got to check those things out, and I'm not buying it quite yet. Now, if you're in a real deep league, and now there's no bye week trouble this week, there's no byes, I wouldn't get rid of him. Like, I have him in one of my leagues on the bench. Like, if I'm facing an injury or something, there's worse choices, but I wouldn't go out of my way to play him.
Andy, what do I do with James Robinson right now?
You know what? I actually think James Robinson, now again, depending who else you have to play, right? Then you got Mike White. What a mess that Wilson. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Not even third string. He's inactive. Oh, but you know what? Hey, remember, that is Mike White, November 2021 AFC Player of the Week. Mike White, to all the listeners, right? Remember Mike White went nuclear, and then people. I think I was on. Yeah, we were on together last year. And it was like, well, what about Mike White?
Yep.
Like, settle down, people. And just like I told you, it wasn't gonna last. The James Robinson question, to swing back to that, I think this is going to be check down city. Now, James Robinson doesn't get a whole lot of carries, but if it is the ground and pound type of game that I think we could see because of Justin Fields' shoulder issue, this could be a case where it's like, okay, Chicago's giving up the fifth most fantasy points to running backs. Maybe you want to check down and lean on the run a little bit more. I actually don't mind James Robinson as a play this week. Again, depending who else you have available. But like, I'd take Latavius Murray slightly over James Robinson this week. But there is a world where you can play him.
Hey, guys, fantasy question. Who do I start in my flex position, standard league? Latavius Murray, Ramondre Stevenson, Miles Sanders, or Terry McLaurin?
Ooh. Now, y'all, I was going to immediately say Stevenson, but you got me a little bit with the scary Terry there. Because that Stevenson, I think, is, again, this is a run. This New England team is run the ball. It's old school. It's kind of a flashback to when the early Brady days, right? Have your quarterback not do too much, run the ball, super tough defense. I think you probably go with Terry McLaurin here against Atlanta, and they've given up the second most fantasy points to wide receivers. We have to remember there's inconsistency at quarterback, right? There's inconsistency, but I think out of that grouping, McLaurin has the biggest upside.
Our guy Cody texted in Andy. He's lost Cooper Kupp. He's looking for some names to pick up. I asked him about his waiver list right now. Not really a ton out there. Gallup, Wilson, Campbell, sort of the top of the list when it comes to receivers. Any names out there for people to look at in the wide receiver ranks if you're like Cody and you've perhaps lost Cooper Kupp?
You know what? Check. And now he's got a thumb thing this week, so might not be right. Greg Dortch of the Cardinals, okay? This guy, first 3 weeks of the season, sensational. He was getting in the teens, easy, popped up again in week 7. Last week, 20 fantasy points for the Dortch man. I check on how he's doing with that thumb. He didn't practice Thursday, could be fine. You know, you never know with a thumb how that could go. But that's a play. He is available in 97% of most leagues. So Greg Dortch makes a lot of sense to me. Now, the Paris Campbell play, I haven't had to play him yet, but I do have him rostered. He was sick on Thursday for a walkthrough. Yeah, hopefully nothing too serious, but at least it's not a body part. And for Paris Campbell, with this weird Jeff Saturday situation that somehow is kind of working, still don't know how, but it's kind of working. last two, look at the fantasy points for Campbell. You got 20 and 11. Double digits. This is the best stretch of Paris Campbell's career. And even before that, he popped in the high teens and low 20s a couple of times. So Paris Campbell, when you know Michael Pittman's going to be the focus, and now Jonathan Taylor is back a bit, Paris Campbell's going to be that zippy guy in the slot that can be open. And you're facing Pittsburgh, and guess how many fantasy points they give up to wide receivers? The most! So Paris Campbell, I think, is a top play, as long as he is playing and not out sick.
This question says, Andy, I've got Hopkins and Diggs at wide receiver playing. Who would you rather, Najee or Miles Sanders at a running back spot?
Oh, Najee Harris, we speak about explosiveness, and it just doesn't seem there. Like, Jaylen Warren looks like he's sort of vaulting, but not enough to be kind of the guy. Miles Sanders has really, the last 2 weeks, has really come down. I feel you go Miles Sanders in it. I saw enough of him earlier in the season that it makes sense. The tricky part always is, though, is that Jalen Hurts can run a lot himself. And the Green Bay run defense is not great. It's top 10. You know, again, ninth most points to fantasy running backs. So there's going to be risk in any of those. But Miles Sanders, if there's ever a get-right week at this point in the season, I'd rather play him this week against Green Bay than, let's say, next week against that Tennessee defense.
Couple of tight end questions coming our way here, Andy. Who should I start this week, Kmet or Hurst?
Oh, boy, I love Cole Kmet. But if we have – really, we have to wait to see how Justin Fields' shoulder is. We're going to have to wait. I would want to wait until Saturday. See what they're saying. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Now, if he doesn't play, you put in Trevor Siemian. That doesn't automatically make him a no, because Cole Kmet has really popped up over the last few weeks. Still a little inconsistent. So here's what we look at. If you go with Hayden Hurst, you're probably getting under 10 fantasy points. Okay? That's probably what you're getting. Now, he had, you know, one really good game against Baltimore, a couple others where he was 10, 11 fantasy points, but you're getting under 10. I think you go with Cole Kmet. There's just a bit upside. You could get single digits with Cole Kmet, maybe, but you more likely will with Hayden Hurst anyway. So you might as well be a little risque.
Triple option here at tight end. Ingram, Dulcich, or Thomas?
I like Dulcich. He came down low. I think he had 7 or 8 fantasy points last week, but he's been steady. Like, he's getting you 11, 12, 13 fantasy points like every week, between 10 and 13. And for tight ends in this environment, if you're streaming them, that's gold. That's like Travis Kelce level from waivers. Like, you're not getting any better on tight end than someone with that type of consistency like Greg Dulcich. So I would say you go with him.
PPR, Carr, or Garoppolo?
Excited over Jimmy G's last game, you know, and we've seen it at times with him that you can, you know, he can throw the ball 7 times or you could throw the ball a lot and look really good. We've seen it really from both standpoints. That New Orleans team as a whole, not great, but that defense is still tricky, still middle, can still cause some havoc. So when we look at him or Jimmy G compared to Derek Carr, fantasy-wise, I think I lean Carr this week just because last 3 weeks he has been getting you high teens, hit 20 last week. We're not talking real life. Real life-wise, you take Jimmy G. But against Seattle, that can be a bit of a fun game potentially, right? That could be a bit fun to start airing it out a little bit. So I think you go Derek Carr.
A couple of quick ones here to finish things off with you, Andy. Half PPR, Kirk or A.J. Brown? And I believe Brown got a questionable tag today, by the way.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well, check the status. If it's, you know, if he's going to play, then A.J. Brown, no doubt. Let's see. He did. Let me just check here. Non-participant? Oh, due to illness. Okay.
Illness.
So, again, at least it's not, you know, something with a knee or whatever. Check. If he has COVID, he's going to be out if he's not playing. But track that closer to kickoff. But all signs point to A.J. Brown.
Standard format, Waddle or Godwin?
And standard. Ooh,
yeah.
You know what? I'll still go Waddle. Top 5 receiver. Give me Waddle.
2 of the 3, assuming everyone's healthy here, Andy. Mixon, P. Ryan, and McKinnon.
Well, Mixon is super duper close to not playing. Like, he's like almost all but ruled out. So okay. Cancel him out, go with the other 2.
Last one for you, another tight end question. I know a lot of people feeling the tight end pain, including myself. Last one for you, Andy. Everett, Gesicki, or McBride at tight end?
Ooh, Everett is still questionable. I've been on the fence with him a little bit too. If he plays, he's sort of the back end type of guy there. And, you know, he's playing McBride, so that's interesting too. If Everett is healthy, I think you go with him. McBride, it's getting there, man. Like, that, he's on the field, but he's just not necessarily producing yard-wise. Like, he hasn't even cracked 20 yards yet. But I like he's on the field a lot, like, where it's almost there. So I think you go with Everett.
Andy, always appreciate the time, man. You're the best. Thanks for doing this on a Thursday, pal. Enjoy the rest of the football today. Enjoy the football on Sunday. And as always, if you have a question for Andy and you didn't get it in today, Andy's kind enough to take some time out on Twitter, at AndyMC81. Just make sure you use the hashtag AskAndy. Have a great weekend, pal. We'll talk to you next week, hey?
All right, buddy. You too. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Andy McNamara, our fantasy football guru here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, getting you set for the week of fantasy football. Triple header of NFL action already underway. The Bills have downed the Lions 28-25. Giants on top of the Cowboys by a 10-7 score midway through quarter number 2, thanks to a Saquon Barkley touchdown. And still to come tonight, it's the Patriots and the Minnesota Vikings. We'll take a break, come back on the other side, finish up Sportsnet today on this Thursday. today. Tell you more about what we're doing here at Adrenaline Source for Sports. Talk a little bit of Flames hockey as they get set for the Washington Capitals tomorrow afternoon. Flames talk with Pat at 4 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. That's all coming up next here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You're listening to Sportsnet Today with Logan Gordon on the home of the Flames, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
All right, final segment of Sportsnet Today is underway here. It's Logan Gordon along with you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to our guests this afternoon. Pete Labardius joined us. Adnan Virk. We just finished up Ask Andy with our fantasy football guru, Andy McNamara, on this Thursday. Been hanging out with the boys in the morning the last couple of days, so we're back to it today. And we're live from Adrenaline Source for Sports, 9309 McLeod Trail South, getting you set for the Black Friday deals that start tomorrow. Adrenaline's going to open up an hour early. They're going to go 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. And if you've got Christmas shopping to do for the sports fan in your life, for the young man, young woman in your life that's playing sports, hockey, baseball, ringing any of it, this is the place to come to tomorrow. First 50 people in the door, you're getting a gift certificate. They're giving away over $3,000 in gift certificates. So if you're one of the first 50 people here, you're getting some money to spend thanks to our friends here at Adrenaline Source for Sports. But just about everything in the store is going to be on sale tomorrow. Sales in every single category, product that's priced to move. Yeti drinkware and apparel, that's on sale. You're going to get buy one, get one, 50% off on all branded apparel. Sticks, they've got probably the best selection in the city here. If you're looking for sticks, buy one, get one, 50% off on select pro level sticks. Great deals on pro gold products, up to 40% off other gold products. Licensed jerseys are priced to move, 50% off on selected items. The new renovations here, including their new team store, where you can find your team to decorate with fleece, suits, headwear, all that sort of stuff. And of course, the Bauer Mystery Mini Sticks. It's the hottest item every single year here at Adrenaline Source for Sports. They sell out every single year. They are back in stock. So if you're looking to get your hands on the Bauer Mystery Mini Sticks, now is the time to get in here. And look, they've got the, of course, they've got the general hockey gear, all that sort of stuff that you're looking for, nets, helmets, sticks, gloves, all that sort of stuff. But I got here a little bit earlier today, hanging out with Azam, who's killing double duty today. He's usually producing for us at the station, but he's hitting a promo and setup today. And we were here early, so we were just doing a lap around, see what's going on around the store. And if you're looking to do some shopping for that fan in your life, specifically the hockey fan in your life, this is going to be the place to come. The jersey selection here at Adrenaline is ridiculous. There's a whole section, a whole like rows of jerseys here ready to go. Some of them crested with names already. They've got reverse retro jerseys in already. The hottest item for the jersey-loving fan in your life is here at Adrenaline Source for Sports. Is on. What did we see? Saw the Flames one there already. Kraken, Coyotes, Rangers, Blackhawks. I'm missing a ton because there were so many that were already over there. But, like, the hottest jerseys, the ones that are just out across the league that the person in your life is looking for and wants one, is here at Adrenaline Source for Sports. So no need to go guessing and buying online. Not sure about the size, not sure about, you know, which one you want to get. Come get an in-person view of them. They got toques, they got hats, they got everything for the fan in your life. Plus a bunch of Christmas stuff. You want a Flames Christmas Santa hat? Of course you do. Azam's wearing one right now. He's planning on buying it later. You want a Christmas ornament to get your Vegas Golden Knights fan in your life is happy. You're not sure why he cheers for Vegas, but he does. He needs a Christmas ornament. They have a Vegas Golden Knights Christmas ornament. So everything that you need to get ready for the holiday season is here at 9309 McLeod Trail South. Pat will be here soon. You can come and say hi to us. But the deals, really, for Black Friday, get going tomorrow. So 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Adrenaline Source for Sports, 9309 McLeod Trail South. The place is looking spiffy after the rentals here the last couple of months, and it looks fantastic. So shout out to the gang at Adrenaline for having us here, as always. Taylor is back at the studio today, making sure that the show stays on the air and is going well. Taylor, are you a big Black Friday shopper?
I've never really been a big shopper in general.
No?
No.
Not even, like, online or anything? You just kind of, it doesn't do anything for you?
Not really.
Hmm. See, I think you'd like it here, though. They got a little bit of everything. They got something for everybody. And as the guy on the text line says, buy me a Wild reverse retro, will you? They actually did have a Minnesota Wild reverse retro. So if for some reason that's what you're into, Adrenaline Source for Sports has it here. But I won't buy it for you. I don't make enough money to be buying things like that. So I'm going to be more frugal with my money. I'll buy Pat something nice. But that's because we have a special relationship that I want to make sure stays favorable for me over the next little while. So we talked about all that Flames gear. Flames in action last night against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Storybook ending for Pittsburgh. Evgeny Malkin, they celebrate game 1,000. He scores the shootout winner. You've heard the story before. Pat will get into it with Wes and Pike on Flames Talk coming up just after 4. But wanted to dive into it a little bit more here before I left for the day. And look, it's if you're a Flames fan today and you're frustrated with the inconsistent offensive output for this team, I feel you. Of course you're going to give credit where it's due, and no team in this league is a walkover, especially that team with Letang and Malkin and Crosby. Dumoulin's a guy that doesn't get enough credit in Pittsburgh for being as sound defensively as it is. It just feels like something's missing for this team to click offensively. I don't know what it is. They have moments of it. The Dubé goal for me was a really good example of what this team can do when they're at their best, and that's really work as that connected group of five in the offensive zone. They can get the puck down low. They can cycle. They can create chances. And even bigger than that, sometimes they can create mistakes. Right, that's the biggest thing, is they can create mistakes from the other team that leads to that sort of offensive impact. I just haven't seen enough of it. There's times when they score 4 and there's times when they score 5, but I don't know. I don't know that I've sat here and can honestly tell you that I think that that's a consistent thing that this group is capable of producing right now. You've got 2 games left on this road trip. You definitely want to walk out with at least a win. Tomorrow's going to be a big opportunity for that. The Washington Capitals, honestly, pretty equivalent to what we saw Friday from the Philadelphia Flyers. I think the high end is obviously different because of Ovechkin, etc., and what's left on Washington. But let's be honest, the Capitals are down some major pieces. And the Flames, being mostly healthy coming into this game tomorrow, need to put the work boots on and outwork the Washington Capitals. I went through the list yesterday. Excuse me, I went through the list earlier with Lou on our hit, which you can catch on hour 1 of the podcast. Orlov, out. Backstrom, out. Wilson, out. Hagelin, out. Connor Brown, out. It is a long list for this Washington team. They are severely shorthanded. Doesn't mean you can take them easy, but I think you'd like a start like you saw on Monday against the Flyers. Hey, create a couple of chances, some odd man rushes, feel good about yourself, bury a couple early, and get up on a team that maybe doesn't have the depth to push back as much as they would if everyone's healthy. Carolina, that's a tough one on a Saturday afternoon against a very good team. You'll need to put your work boots on. But right now, offensive consistency, for me, that's the biggest question in all of this for the Calgary Flames. We'll talk about the D quickly. Michael Stone has been with the team. He has been practicing. That's good news. Do we see him as early as tomorrow? Wouldn't surprise me. Dennis Gilbert was back in that 7-minute range last night against Pittsburgh, 7.5 minutes, which put everybody else up above the 20-minute mark, and that's coming for a guy like Chris Tanev, who we know isn't at 100% right now. That's just not good enough. I thought we were getting there with Dennis Gilbert. I thought that, you know, he created some energy for himself, for the team, with the fights, that sort of thing, but the coaching staff clearly lacks that confidence in any of those guys. It's not just Dennis Gilbert. I want to be fair here. DeSimone, Mackey, and Gilbert and all of this have all 3 disappointed, and you might as well only dress 5 guys if that's going to be the case, because 7.5 minutes, it's pretty much like you've only dressed 5 guys. So it's frustrating for the Calgary Flames right now. I think Michael Stone would be a very valuable presence back on that blue line for the Calgary Flames, and I think Dan Vladar has certainly earned himself another start based on his sterling performance yesterday. The goal does get called back on the offside, which was correct, but man, that first period really, really could have got out of hand if you're the Calgary Flames. If it wasn't for number 80, so the good news was he played fantastic and has earned himself, whether it's in Carolina, whether it's in Washington, he certainly earned himself another shot in goal before we head back to Calgary next week when we welcome in Matthew Tkachuk and the Florida Panthers. Wrapping things up here, from a journalist source, we were talking about the jerseys and the reverse retros. Let's see here. This text says, do they have golden Vegas jersey? Azam's going to run and check. This is customer service 101 for you here. If you need a specific jersey, I'll make the guy that I'm working with go over to the – they got the gold ones? Wow, they have the gold ones. Yeah, texter 4562, they actually do have gold Vegas jerseys. I knew they had – that's the other reverse retro. I forgot they got Vegas reverse retro. They got the gray reverse regular Vegas jerseys. And, yeah, apparently, according to Azam, they got the gold ones. They got the Habs as well, Habs reverse retro. Azam's just throwing jerseys at me now, and I'm trying to see what's going on. Texter who wanted me to buy them the Wild reverse retro. Yeah, the Minnesota North Stars colors do look pretty good on those Wild jerseys. They have a couple of those if you're interested as well. So Adrenaline Source for Sports, 9309 McLeod Trail South. Make sure you check out all of their Black Friday deals. It was great to be back on Sportsnet today. We'll do it again tomorrow following the Flames and the Capitals. That's a noon start. Steinberg's got warm-up at 11 with Loubardius. Then Derek and Lou call the Flames and the Caps at 12 noon tomorrow right here on Sportsnet 960. Thanks to Lou, thanks to Virk, thanks to Andy McNamara, and thanks to you for listening and for all your feedback on the text line at 960-960. Always appreciate it. Shout-out to our producer back at the Sportsnet 960 Downtown Studios, Taylor Dingman, for killing it like she always does. We'll be back with you tomorrow following the Flames and the Caps. Pat Steinberg's coming up next on Flames Talk here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan.